Hey friends, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. One of you out there, or some of you, are grieving the loss of a grandparent right now, and I just want to let you know that that's a real grief, and the Lord sees you, He walks with you, and He grieves alongside you. You are not alone, and there is just something really, really beautiful about the love of a grandparent for his or her grandchild. So I just want to recognize you now and let you know that I see you and I'm sorry for your loss. That's a really hard loss. All right, today we're going to finish up the book of Hebrews. Yay! Great book. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 through 25 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Through him, then, let's offer up a sacrifice of praise to God from Psalm 50:23. Continually, that is, the fruit of the lips which proclaim allegiance to his name. But don't forget to be doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they watch on behalf of your souls as those who will give an account, that they may do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are persuaded that we have a good conscience, desiring to live honorably in all things. I strongly urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, with the blood of an eternal covenant, our Lord Jesus, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. But I exhort you, brothers, endure the word of exhortation. For I have written to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been freed, with whom, if he comes shortly, I will see you. Greet all of your leaders and all the saints. The Italians greet you. Grace be with all of you. Amen. Amen to that. Mind if I pray for you? So grateful that I have this chance, Jesus, to pray for my friends and to lift them up, and knowing that they are carrying burdens that I don't know about, and they might not even be able to articulate them. But you who live to intercede for them know their needs perfectly. And so I take them and place them before your throne as an offering. And I thank you that you carry the weight of those pains and worries and tribulations and griefs much better than I can. And Lord, I trust that you will empower them to have an outlook today that is different than their outlook yesterday. And Lord, I thank you that our outlook and the way we look at things is not necessarily, nor does it need to necessarily be shaped by the problematic circumstances in our lives, but our outlook can be shaped by our faith in you, the eternal one who loves us and gave himself up for us. So Lord, in light of that love and that steadfastness and the truth and the bedrock truth of that, we rest, Lord. We rest from our labors, we rest from our worries, we rest from anxiety, and we place everything in your hands. Our finances, our dreams, our fears, all of those things we lay in your hands. We want to offer up a sacrifice of praise to you. And we know that, I just love that verbiage of sacrifice of praise. It's something that it takes an effort to do. It takes moving out of the way we do things normally, which is to offer a complaint to God. But a sacrifice of praise is different. It takes something different. And so, Lord, you're worthy of our sacrifice, and we want to sacrifice a praise to you. We want the fruit of our lips to proclaim our allegiance to your name. And Lord, help us to be generous as well. Lord, I just thank you so much that you reshape our conscience so that we can live honorably before you and before others. Lord, the things that we did before that didn't even bother us, now they bother us because you are the shaper of our conscience. And in this long sanctification journey, we can look back and see how much we've grown. I know for me, I'll look back on 20s, 30s, and 40s and be like, oh man, I just didn't have faith then. Or I mean, I had faith, but it just was so immature. But Lord, I'm so grateful that you take us from grace to grace, and we hop like on lily pads from grace to grace because of all the great things that you do and how you grow us. So Lord, I pray for my friend today who feels maybe stagnating and like they are they haven't grown in a long time. I pray that they would have just a little bit of time today to look back and remember all the ways you've been faithful and remember the ways that you have grown them so that they can again give you that sacrifice of praise. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel led to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And as little as $1 a level, you can receive or participate in a Zoom call where I'm going to talk theology about the particular book we're reading through. So I hope that's beneficial to you. And I pray that today is a day that you make that sacrifice of praise.